Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Religion. Tradition. Just messes stuff up. And so he began to minister. Now, I don't mean I'm hearing anything, but these thoughts are coming up from my spirit, illuminating my mind. The Lord ministered to me that he knows what we've got going in a day. He knows we need to sleep. He knows we need to eat. He knows we got jobs and kids and yards to mow and clothes to wash and houses to clean. He knows that. I said, he knows it. And he is not unreasonable. See, religion, and it's the enemy behind it, tries to portray God as a harsh, cruel taskmaster. And that you can't satisfy him. Nothing you do is ever enough. Ministers. Minister after minister. Burn out. Have nervous breakdowns. Retire early. Do all kind of stuff. Why? Because the implication is they just wore themselves out, just burnt themselves up serving God. Well, what's the picture painted there? Is that you serve the Lord night and day, and you kind of half fall down, and he comes along and kicks you and says, get up, boy, get up, we got work to do. Get it. God is not that way. God even believes in vacations. He does. No. Is he unreasonable?
No.
Then you can read your Bible enough on a given day. You can pray enough. You can praise enough. Not for the rest of your life, but for the day. Well, how would you know how much that is? By the inner witness. You're doing something and you don't feel like you're quite through. So what do? Do it some more. But see, the devil tries to get people discouraged so they don't even try to finish because they're believing no matter how much I do, it'll never be enough. That's a lie. You're probably not 10 minutes away from finishing for the day. Are you listening? Sometimes it's just another chapter. Sometimes it's just another 5 minutes in prayer. But you'll get to the place where you got a release in your spirit and you realize that's good for now. Tomorrow's a new day, but that's good for now. Now, here's the thing. God looks at that. You do something until you're satisfied in your spirit. You feel released. You feel complete. God looks at that and calls it perfection. Amen. That you did it perfectly.
Hallelujah.
Perfect in the Bible doesn't mean without flaw. What does it mean?
Complete.
You'd carried it through to its end. You completed what the Lord had for you for that day. I know years ago, this was decades ago, I was coming back from another country. We'd had some good meetings. We'd had some good healing, strong anointing. Some good things had happened. And I'm sitting in the commercial airliner looking out the window flying home. And I said, Lord, thank you. I'm just by myself at that moment. I said, Lord, thank you for coming through. Glory to God. Healing those people. He said, thank you for seeing this thing through. I had to check myself. I thought, did he just tell me thank you? I'm hearing stuff. He said, I can tell my child thank you if I want to. I said, thank you. He said, no, thank you. I said, yes, sir. Well, he's just saying that you saw it through. We didn't take care of everything for the body forever, but that job, just see it through. Don't quit. See it through. Finish it until you get a release in your spirit.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Are you with me now? We're talking about being led by the Spirit. Now, if this is new to you, get materials. We got materials on it, and get it from other people. Learn. One of the most important things in life for you to learn is how to be led by the Spirit of God. But when you follow your heart until you're satisfied on something, God calls that perfection. Now read this again. Matthew 5. Maybe it'll have a different meaning to you now. What did he say? Be you therefore what? What does that mean? Complete. Even as your Father which is in heaven is. Now if you look at the context, and the greatest area that we can be perfect or perfected or completed in is in love. That's the greatest area. And that's what, if you read that chapter and that passage, it's getting into that. But notice, you be perfect, you be completed, you be perfected, how? How? Even like your Father. It's Father's Day. We have a Father.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And here's the thing. Our Father is our example.
Amen. Yes.
Oh, can you see it?
Oh, yes.
Our Father is our example. What is perfection? He is. And He's our daddy. Children are going to be like their parents. Everything produces after its own kind. It's the law of Genesis. Now, had you turned to Genesis, do you have that? You know, you don't even have to turn there. I can read it to you, but since you turned there, might as well. Genesis 1 and 27, when God made man, in verse 27 it says, so God created man, how? How? In His own image. I don't think we have fully appreciated that or halfway appreciated that. He repeats it. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female created He them. We're made how? In whose image? In whose likeness? His. Listen to the New Living. So God created people in His own image. God patterned them after Himself. Say it out loud. God patterned me after Himself. God patterned me after Himself. But see, He's been around forever, from eternity past. He is not developing. He has arrived. He is perfection. You and I been around for a few breaths. The reason why in 1 John it talks about, he keeps saying, my little children. That's not just a figure of speech. We really are His little. Even the oldest of us are His little children. This life is just not long enough to develop that much. But it's enough to get started in being like Him. Like what? Like our Father. Like our Father. We're created in His likeness and image, but what are we supposed to do once we're born again in Him? It's like a daddy. And he has a son or a daughter that's born. And they hold up the baby and they say, he looks just like his daddy. Well, yes and no. What does that mean? There is a lot of difference. The baby's about this long. Daddy's 6'3". The baby's bald and got no teeth. Dad, we don't know. But it's different. But what are we saying? He looks just like his daddy. Well, as an infant, we see the similarity.
Yes,
but to put them side by side and say, is he the full, has he attained the full stature of his father? No, he has not.
That's right.
He has just begun. Oh, can you see this now?
Yes.
And every one of us should be headed toward the fullness of the stature. Somebody said, I thought you were talking about the Father. Well, it said of the Christ. Well, it's the same thing. What did Jesus say? If you've seen me, what? Because he is the perfect example of the Father, who the Father is like, what the Father is like in maturity and development. So in being like Jesus, it is being like the Father. It is the same. Every child needs a father and a mother to grow up and pattern after. Did you hear this? God patterned them after his own self. And you will. Everything produces after its own kind. Have you ever seen little kids? Especially little kids that have good parents. Parents love them with all their heart and they love their mom and daddy. What do they want to be? So many times little kids, little boys, want to be like their daddy. Well, my daddy's in heaven, my natural daddy, but man, that's the way I was. Man, if daddy did this, then that's what I wanted to do. Me and my brother too, we were right behind him. Boy, if he went out in the woods with a gun, we want a gun. Right? If he worked on cars, we want a wrench. Make no difference if you don't have a clue what you're doing, you want to do it. Why? That is the image that you have before you, and that is your ideal. That's what you want to be when you grow up. That's all you know. And you're supposed to respect it. And you're supposed to have something you can look up to. And I said, well, I didn't have a good father. Well, that's regrettable. But if you're born again, you can never say that. You have a good father. You have the best of the best. And how many know in our church, it ought not be said that there's no natural examples of fathers around. If you're a part of a good church, there ought to be fathers all through the church family. And fathers, you want to be sensitive to this and aware of this. There are situations where there are, you know, children that have not had a proper father figure, and the Lord will lead you to invest some time into their lives. They're not your blood, but they're the blood of Jesus. And God would lead you to give them some input in their life so that they see what a man is supposed to be, what a man of God is supposed to be. Same thing with mothers, what a woman of God is supposed to be. Because, you know, we're learning so much by what we see, not just what we hear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Like Father, Like Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603D. That's R1603D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.